systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you.
That's right. Welcome to the Jam Hole once again. It is Monday, February 18, 2008. If you're keeping track, I'm Matt.
This is Travis.
And we finally got another mic. Yeah.
Matching mics.
So this is actually episode one, I guess. The one we recorded last night had a different mic than what we're using now. So
that's right.
Travis's voice sounded kind of bassy. And I mean, it was good stuff, I think, you know,
cool
for our very first show. But so this is podcast number one, unofficially, officially. And yeah. So how was your day today?
It was all right. Yeah. I can't get my face off that Obama picture. He just looks goofy.
Yeah. So we're looking up different stories.
We've had one goofy president. Let's move on.
He kind of looks like Bush in this picture. He's got that monkey look.
You said monkey.
That wasn't a racial.
Somebody call Al Sharpton.
Oh, fuck me. That's all we need, you know?
You're effed. First show.
Oh, God.
First show, and you got Al Sharpton on our ass.
Canceled because of the Reverend Al. You know that guy, he pisses me off. That guy has no job whatsoever.
He's so holy, he pisses angels.
he pisses angels and craps the flesh of Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're going to heck?
Heck, H-E double hockey stick.
Sharpton's really going to call you... First, you're talking shit about black people.
No, you're talking shit about angels. Five apologies and 10 Hail Marys, and then kiss my ass. All right, so I guess the reason we're looking at this Obama picture is we were discussing amongst ourselves what is good fodder for a show, and what you guys out there in what they call it, the podosphere, to sound like a complete fuck. And that's what people like hearing about, I guess, or they don't necessarily like it, but they can't help not talking about it because everyone thinks
if you don't like politics,
right.
get effed
in the A by the H. All right, so
by the OB.
Yeah, we're gonna read
that's
this
Obama for you.
O to the B to the A to the M to the A.
What's his last name?
Obama. Oh yeah, that is his last name. I have no idea. I don't give
a shit. I've had enough of this Obama drama.
Whoever the fuck becomes president, it's not like it really fucking matters. I say give the bitch a try. I mean, this time it's perfect.
Bitches.
It's the bitch, the nigger, and the normal white dude, which is in every election. So I'm pulling for either the bitch or the nigger, but
I don't know yet.
You said it. Every time his picture comes on the TV, you're like, oh God, honey, there's another one of those N words.
If I say it out loud, I have to go to church again. It's just the word.
Amen. So this article
a
is
black man.
It's off of wow. Mark that one down for the good guys.
Yeah.
So this is, we found this from Talking Points Memo. The title is It's All About Authenticity by David Kurtz. And basically he's talking about how the Hillary campaign was accusing Obama of plagiarism, blah, 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 fuck me, fuck you, who gives a shit. By now, you've probably heard of the new attack line from the Hillary campaign accusing Obama of plagiarism because of an ad-lib portion of his stump speech mimicked the language and rhythm of a two-year-old speech by his friend and supporter, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. What the fuck does that even mean? I don't even understand word one. I get plagiarism and ad-libs. Do you remember ad-libs?
This obviously shows that he has not even close to the experience that some of the other people have, and he should not be our next elected
I think the only reason, guy. I mean, I hate to say it, but the only reason he is there is more than likely his skin color. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
If he was just another white dude, seriously, if he was another white dude, he wouldn't even be there, nor would he be getting
no,
half
they'd be
of
like,
the press
that
that
white
he's
dude is
now.
Crazy because he has zero experience.
Right. That'd be like you or me doing it.
Yeah.
It's like going from
no,
water
he,
service to running
like
for president
or something.
Well, maybe. No, that was Hillary. She's a senator.
Well, what is he? Is he a governor?
He's a black dude.
He's a black governor.
Right, governor.
Right, he's a screwdriver with a splash of ginger ale.
I bet he... Yeah.
That's just fun to say.
Governor.
Governor.
Quite right, governor.
You're bloody well right.
Yeah.
You're bloody right, I'm the governor!
So, you want to... Yeah. This is the beginning of the show, the Jam Hole, Jimmy Jam Jammin', and we still don't have any emails because we haven't uploaded any shows yet. I think we're going to record probably 3 or 4 shows before we actually...
get our crap together.
Yeah, and have a Whoa, format
look at the back
or
of
anything.
That truck.
Oh, I know.
Makes me hungry just thinking about the clouds.
So, emails, check. Let's get into some news stories.
I'm not eating clouds, if that's what you're thinking.
F that. You want to read this one?
Plant City. Where's Plant City at?
Hillsborough County.
We'll see here. I'll probably tell
us. It'll probably say in the story.
An off-duty Hillsborough County detective discovered a major marijuana smuggling ring, according to spokeswoman Debbie Carter. Early this morning, the detective observed suspicious activity taking place at 4541 Keeney Road. He saw several men offloading what appeared to be large blocks, which turned out to be marijuana from the home, Carter said.
So you're, like, rolling by, and you're a cop, and you see these guys, like, unloading big, giant Lego blocks out of the back of some
yeah.
semi-truck just in the middle of town. I wonder why. You know that's why half these people ever get caught doing shit. 900 pounds
of pot were found.
$900,000.
Street value close to $900,000. I like how they're like, well, 900 pounds. If they sell it in $5 bowls, they'll get the most. So let's add it
right.
up like that,
and then that makes right. them look good.
Shit probably would have been moved for like $400,000 if everybody actually got the money back from the people that gave
no
the
shit.
Weed to. Because you know,
a lot
half of them are like,
weed.
"Sorry, bro, I like got ripped off a couple ounces, dude."
Yeah,
and that happens like 30 times out of that shipment. So there's a quarter of the fucking
bam right there
greenbacks
off the top.
Everybody's walking around, where's my loot cakes?
Where's my loot, son?
Give me my loot cakes.
Arrested were 27-year-old Mark... What are you doing?
Mark Witowski. Sorry, I hit the drum.
What are you doing? And why?
29-year-old Vidal Espinoza.
Ooh, Mexicans. It does look like it's all wrapped up like Mexican.
I'm sorry,
weed.
But Mark Witowski is not Mexican.
No, but the Vidal Espinoza, that's not English.
It's the first Polish Mexican.
Sorry, I was yelling.
The homeowner, 27, Evan Falconer.
What the
Faulkner?
Faulkner.
Who
hey,
detectives
Faulkner.
Say was receiving the marijuana was also arrested. Really? It wasn't even in his... Well,
it
I guess
his
it was
house.
Half in his possession.
They just parked in front of his house and started unloading their semi-truck full of weed, and he comes
Whoa.
Outside right as the cop drives by, and they fucking arrest him.
Yeah, okay, they seized a GMC truck and a horse trailer with a 4-year-old horse inside. I'm sorry, but what
wow.
does that have to do with the pot
with
bus?
With anything. So, for trafficking 900 pounds of
horse.
Marijuana, tell him what he's won.
That is retarded.
Yeah, charges of trafficking in marijuana and conspiracy to traffic in marijuana. So either they were trafficking or they were conspiring to
well,
traffic.
Well, you obviously got caught trafficking it. You got caught with the truck, moving the pot from the truck. So that is probably considered trafficking. I mean, the truck didn't get there by itself.
Yeah, right. Like, they
so
just found it.
Really
they're like,
no
hey,
conspiracy.
Holmes, check it out. There's a truck on the side. We should just take it. And then
the whole
they dumped
conspiracy
all their weed in it.
Bullcrap charge is just... fucking bullcrap charge is all it is.
It's all it is. It's just because they didn't have enough charges, so they're like, well, we should say conspiracy to move weed, and then actually moving weed, and then possession of weed, and yeah, you're going to jail. So that's that story. Let's so from that one, those guys are bringing in all this weed, and they got popped for it. And here's another story that goes kind of to the other side, on the medical marijuana side.
Poop.
And this was published yesterday. Doctors in the United States say yes to marijuana.
Yes.
The American College... Yes, I say yes to marijuana.
I conspire to smoke marijuana sometimes. Yeah.
I don't actually conspire to. I just do.
I just do it.
I do.
I tell people about conspiring, but...
It's not real.
It's not as cool as if you're actually doing it.
Yeah. The American College of Physicians, or the ACP, to those of you in the know, the second largest doctors group in the U.S., is calling for the government to withdraw the prohibited use of marijuana in treating patients. And I don't even see why not. They're giving them, like, all these pain meds, like OxyContin and Vicodin and lower tabs and fentanyl and all that shit. And it's so much worse for the person
stuff
than smoking
makes
some
you
fucking
not
weed.
Crap or crap a lot.
Yeah,
or
no shit.
But you can't smoke some weed to get your pain away.
And I mean, these people, crazy. Most of these people are dying anyway. So it's like, why not? I mean, it's a victimless crime, totally. What is the worst that's going to happen? Seriously. They're going to get stoned and their nausea is going to go away. And then they're going to stop spending money on pharmaceutical drugs. So I guess, conspiracy.
Can we say conspiracy?
Can you spell conspiracy?
I bet you it's up on the screen somewhere.
Probably. The policy statement says the ACP encourages the use of non-smoked forms of tetrahydrocannabinol, the main psychoactive element in marijuana that have proven therapeutic value, and supports research into additional therapeutic uses of marijuana. See, basically, they have their little THC in a pill, and what they fail to realize is that tetrahydrocannabinol isn't the only thing in weed that helps people.
No,
like
not.
That there's so many other cannabinoids in there that the advantages of it far outweigh the disadvantages, except when you look at the law standpoint. Here it says marijuana is banned by the federal government as a so-called Schedule 1 substance, the same status shared with drugs such as LSD and heroin.
Yeah, because
see, how can
so
you even
like
classify
marijuana
and heroin in the same... It's not even the same category. It's not even the same fucking anything at all.
There's no velvet blanket feeling when I smoke doobs.
That's right. I don't get hungry when I shoot up heroin.
And
what the fuck?
I don't get tracers and see weird shit in the wood grains in my house.
Well,
when
but
smoke
you're not
marijuana
you're not either taking LSD to help any kind of terminal illness. So,
why would you take LSD for a terminal illness? Fuck, dude, I am feeling like crap lately, and my doctor said I'm dying. So you know what? Let's just fucking hallucinate.
Let's
like
just hallucinate
crazy for a while.
Our faces off so hard.
Yeah, maybe if I just think everything's all right because I'm on acid.
It'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll
be all
right.
Because you're on acid.
But can you like be on acid 24 hours a day, or would you have to wake up and take it?
I don't know. I think back when we used to eat acid, if you would eat it, and then, you know, if the trip, once you started winding down, you would go to sleep.
Yeah.
And once you kind of woke up, it was like it flushed your body. I mean, you'd still you'd still feel kind of odd, but you wouldn't be totally tripping. wouldn't be tripping nuts anymore. You could go out and function if you had to or whatever.
Yeah,
because
a couple times at Meridian Point, I just woke up and ate it, and then I went riding my bike
wake
around.
And make.
Yeah, it was kind of like a wake and rake your face, I guess. It wasn't really a bake. It was kind of like a wake and go wreck your bike a whole bunch
but,
of times
because
you
thing,
can't see.
The weird thing is LSD started out as a government type of thing, like checking out the properties to it and how they could use it, just like ecstasy. And now they're comparing marijuana in the same category. It's just beyond me why they would even do that. See, we're lucky. We live in Montana where we have a medical marijuana situation here, you could call it.
I just need to find out what's wrong with me and if I can get a prescription.
Or we can just keep smoking it how we're smoking it.
Yeah. Legal.
So, yeah, let's finish up this story. The ACP
Someday we'll have music bites to play behind things, because, like, I totally would have played some Peter Tosh behind that.
Really?
Little some conversation.
What's Peter Tosh?
The Legalize It song? You've never heard Peter Tosh? Are you from America?
What?
I thought you listened to reggae.
I am very happy to be coming to America. Very happy to be here. Nice. My Eddie Murphy coming to America impression.
Was so, it?
Yeah, kind of.
You sounded like a poo.
A poo? Like, no, like Mr. Shit. Hank. Oh, like shit. I thought you meant like, howdy ho, cow. No, holy shit. Sorry, guys. That was really loud. I apologize. I'm an asshole. The ACP is also calling for doctors who prescribe or dispense medical marijuana to be exempt from federal criminal prosecution and other actions, and also wants protection from criminal penalties for patients who use medical marijuana as permitted under state laws. And that's how it should be. I mean, if your doctor, if you're doing it and your doctor is like, I think this will be beneficial to your treatment, then fuck it, dude. Who are the cops to say, no? I mean, obviously, because it's illegal. But why is it illegal? Because someone back in the day
made monkeys smoke it and they died because they made them smoke it through a gas mask with no oxygen.
And do you remember that shit back in the day? They're like, if you smoke weed, you will rape people and jump out of buildings and it will kill you.
You might have fun smoking that joint with your friends, Billy, but you won't have fun serving time in prison for all those women you raped.
That's right, or all those people you murdered. Yeah, you murderer.
You pot-smoking murderer rapist.
All right,
Every time I smoke, I want to steal something or bash somebody in the face.
Dude, every time I smoke, I want to get in my car and go through drive-thrus and run over kids on bicycles.
It like kind of relaxes me so I can release my inner rage easier.
Oh man, you know? Bring out the rage. So in conclusion to the doctors rage in the United States say yes to marijuana story, the doctors say yes and we say yes to marijuana.
The doctors say yes and we say hell yeah.
All right, so keeping with the marijuana topic here, here's another story. Deputies say grow house raid near Plant City nets 900 pounds. All right. And this is the exact same story we just read. Oh,
yeah, it is.
But this gives us some ages. That Mexican dude was 25. Evan Falconer was 20. See, these guys were all our age.
We said ages on the last one.
Could you imagine being
both of Tucson AZ.
AZ, son. Could you imagine, like, being our age and moving 900 pounds of weed? I'd get the forklift, if anything else.
Hey, Gary, I was wondering if we could borrow the forklift this weekend.
Why, guys?
I don't know.
Because we had some
weight to move. We store some bales of hay in the salt shed.
It's just hay, I swear.
Why is your hay wrapped in gunny sacks? It's
prepackaged hay.
It's pretty good hay.
Yeah, it's the bad
it makes
mamma jamma
go, hay.
Hey, do you ever do that when if you ever drove cross country and you like every time you would see like a field of hay or piles of hay, you just point at it and go, hey, and the person riding with you every single time will look over and be like, what? Oh, damn it, you got me again, you son of a bitch.
I love the classic nice ass every time you see a donkey or a mule.
Yeah, that never gets old.
I did that to Luke Jones, and he hit the brakes and was like, where? I was like,
did you just say someone's name?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're not supposed to do that.
I don't know. I haven't seen that kid in forever, so I really doubt he'll ever hear this, so whatever.
I don't think he'll get mad at me.
Luke Jones, by the way. That's, you know, Luke Jones is the kid that my very first piercing ever and my only piercing ever.
Yeah, he stabbed you in the lip.
Yeah, with an ear piercing gun, Libre piercing. Bam. I was like
in the lip,
15
son.
Or 16. Yeah. So, I guess that's it for the weed stories.
Yeah, we're done with the weed
stories. Now we're going to read, since we're in Flathead County here in Montana, and just so you guys can get a little idea of where we're coming from and maybe why we are the way we are, this town,
we are
what's our population, you think?
I don't know, actually. We'd have
about
to look that up.
30,000?
Oh, more than that.
All right, well, why don't you tell us a story and I'll look it up.
Well,
That's not a very good story.
About what?
I don't know. About your life. I don't know.
About my life? Well, it's kind of choppy lately.
Yeah. A
little up and down here and there.
Here, Montana Statistics and Demographic. Oh, this is in this is from 2000.
Oh.
Doesn't just say total. Like, it breaks it up into
Wait, there's one Asian Indian.
Yeah, okay, check this out.
Doesn't have any friends?
Out of the 13,987, 13,632 are white, 40 are black or African American.
I thought black and African American is the same. We don't say white or Caucasian.
Right, it's black or African American. What if it's, like, a black...
Well, some people don't like being called black, and some people don't like being called African American.
Hey, you can't have everything.
Some people don't like being called darkies.
Yeah, and well, if you're going to be picky about it, we'll just go back to using the N-word.
I don't get mad when people say cracker.
Yeah, I really don't.
Hey, only we can call each other crackers.
I know, that's our word.
That's
our
word.
You cannot take that from us.
No.
And let's see, there's 2 native Hawaiians.
You'll pry that word from my cold, dead hands.
10 other 8. There's 9 Vietnamese, 9 Korean.
Really?
8 Japanese, 18 Filipino.
Any Vietnamese chicks?
Ooh.
Or boys that look like chicks?
Sucky, long time.
That's disgusting.
What about Thai people?
Wah, wah. I like Thai food.
I like Thai.
I liked that game Street Fighter 2 playing as Sagat, and I'll be like, Thailand!
What ding, the hell ding, is ding, ding, Guamanian ding, or Chamorro?
Chamorro? I don't know.
So I'm Chamorro.
There's
4 Samoans in town. We should actually get them to be our friends because if they are big, I mean, not all Samoans are big, but most of them are.
Are you anticipating having... physical problems from doing this podcast?
Maybe. I did mention somebody's name already.
Yeah, I don't even think that kid lives here anymore. So Guamanian is people from Guam, an unincorporated territory of the United States, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
that's
blah,
where
blah.
Everybody was stationed.
And
in the
Guam
Navy
has a bigger
stuff.
Population than our county.
Holy crap.
Fabulous. This gives a lot of information. Look how poor our people here are.
Average household
where's
size.
The income doesn't say, does it? Oh well,
go down.
So yeah,
further.
There's 40 black people in our town. That's
keep
fun
going.
It's not, I don't think it's in here.
Wow,
it shows how many people are in a relationship and households and blah blah blah, who cares. So yeah, that's
wow.
Where we're from.
Yeah.
14th. Wow. I wonder how much it is now. I guess they only do a census, like, what, every 5 years, maybe?
Something like
or
that.
Or no, then we should have one for... It must be every 10 years, then.
Really? Every 10 years? Because our valley is growing.
Wow. It is exploding.
Like my nuts.
So, yeah. We're gonna go through a little bit of the roundup here. This is what's happening in Flathead County as of Sunday, February 17th. To kick it off here, a private airplane's right wheel hit a snowdrift and then a landing light before spinning to a stop in the snow at the city, who I almost said the town we're from. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
And fuck me. At the
with a snow shovel, because it's cold up here.
City
bitches.
Airport Sunday afternoon. Neither the pilot nor passenger were injured, but their pride was completely destroyed.
I bet. An injured eagle was found on...
What?
Wapiti Meadows Road.
Are you not going in order?
No. Just bounce around, it's funner.
Well, F that.
Saturday afternoon and was turned over to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, the county sheriff's office, reported.
Nice.
Nice.
An injured
edit.
Eagle.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a bald eagle.
That's probably what it was. How about the one right below it?
Someone stole cat food, kitty litter, and laundry from a home on Airport Road early Saturday evening.
Can we say hi on meth?
Can you say hi? I have 19 cats, and I can't afford cat food or cat litter for any of them.
I will go to prison before my cats starve.
That's messed up, because you know the shitty thing is, after that person dies, someone's going to have to deal with all 19 or 20 of their cats. Let's see. Skis and poles were stolen at the Big Mountain Resort Sunday
afternoon. At a ski resort? That's odd.
There, I know. If you can figure out where Big Mountain is, now you know where we're at, kind of. Yeah, no shit.
There's multiple towns by Big Mountain, so try figuring it out.
Yeah, try it. Come and get some.
Yes,
but
from us.
Seriously, who
some
would
from us.
Well, I guess skis and poles, they're probably nice because people up here are kind of
rich. Well,
I
wouldn't steal crap.
We have, like, the total extreme rich people, the richers, as we like to call them,
richers.
And then the total poor people.
Go home, richers. Tease for time to leave.
For time to go, richers. And then we have, like, the total white trash trailer people. And I guess we're kind of in between that, because we have jobs, but we're not rich.
I'm better than that.
You're not better than anything. You're an asshole.
I'm just a giant asshole.
The Cherokee 6 300 series plane was put it in one fucking paragraph? Then that pisses me off. Learn to fucking
go huff some balls.
Okay, that was from the county, so now let's do from the actual city town. Okay, the only thing that happened Sunday, police arrested a 22-year-old woman for drunk driving and having no insurance.
Wow.
That's it.
that was exciting.
But you can leave comments. We should get, after we become all popular and shit, we should get people to just swarm with comments and be like, you suck at writing news stories.
Yeah.
Let's see the next town over.
This is where I went.
Oh, look, here's
school.
Here's another one. Arrested this also Sunday, a 26-year-old man, probably her boyfriend, for drunk driving early Sunday morning.
He's all fucked.
Apparently,
she's
all
in jail,
there is.
I might as well go drink.
Yeah, and then he got busted.
Get shithoused.
I guess the only thing to do here is to drink and then go drive. Fun. And next.
Oh, what do you know?
Oh, no, this one's shoplifting. A 30-year-old man shoplifting at a grocery store on Saturday. 3 hours later, they got a 17-year-old boy for shoplifting. Wah, wah.
Look at the ones below it.
25-year-old guy for driving with a suspended license and expired registration.
Two more 31-year-olds were arrested for shoplifting. One was arrested
Man, it was like riots.
I know.
Free for all.
It's a riot on the dance floor.
What kind of alarms did we have? Ooh, a vehicle hitting a gas pipe and causing leak. Wow.
That's about it.
There is absolutely nothing going on in this town. Ooh, we could read some oddities. This one? All right.
Reading the good one only.
Wait till they get a load of me. Blow-up doll stands in for groom.
In Grove
Pun.
City,
I'm
Iowa.
I'm so fucking punny. Grove City, Ohio. If one bridge felt lighter than air in her wedding gown, her groom certainly felt like air itself. As 19 couples renewed their vows near Columbus, Sheila Smith's husband, Bob, had to... Nice.
Yeah, on business. How convenient.
Had to go away on business and couldn't make the vow... Sorry, I totally...
More like, I don't want to do this bullshit Valentine's Day vow crap, especially at the Methodist church when I'm Catholic. So what the hell is wrong with you?
You know, I can totally picture Bob, like, sneaking out before his wife wakes up and then leaving a blow-up doll, like, next to her with its rubber arm around
her
and shit.
You're just not listening to me today.
Bob, wait. Oh, my God! He's a blow-up doll! What happened? Oh, my God. His wife... look, they're just throwing in the puns. Because he didn't show up, friends brought a life-size inflatable doll to serve as a stand-in. They dressed blow-up Bob in dress pants, a shirt and tie, and taped on a headshot photo of the real Bob Smith. You know,
That's
his name. Yeah, the wife's walking down the aisle with a blow-up doll with her husband's picture on it.
Yeah.
His wife was blown away because she
thought...
What?
Sorry, that's like the stalker that carries around the picture of the girl that he likes.
Right, and like some of her socks or something.
It's like, come on, a blow-up doll, he left you 2 years ago.
No
Get
shit.
Over it,
yeah,
Sheila.
She's still bringing her around to like her office meeting or her office like Christmas parties. She's like, everyone's like, look, guys, Sheila brought the blow-up doll
Yeah,
again.
Are you serious? She's bringing the doll again?
Oh, my
when
God.
When is she going to get over that shit?
I mean, get a new date, Sheila.
Loser.
His wife was blown away because she thought she'd only be serving as matron of honor for four of her friends. After Sheila Smith phoned her husband to tell him about his air-filled alter ego, she wiped away tears as she told how he laughed so hard he couldn't speak. He was laughing because he was in the hotel room getting sucked off by a hooker while she's walking down the aisle with a blow-up doll with his picture attached to it.
Bobby was getting bobbed on while she was doing the old likeness tote down the thingy dingy. No sweats for New York City jail and
no sweets.
All right. Sweets. Oh, I thought it said sweats. I was like, what are they going to put him in?
Sweets, even better. Ooh, this happens in New York. Everything cool happens in New York.
No butter? That is so... I guess they're in prison. Fuck them.
You want to maybe tell them what they're talking about?
Sorry. No sweets for New York City jail inmates. No spending sweets. Time behind bars in New York City might turn out to be good for your health, not only your attitude. The overhauled menu at the city's jails include no sweets, no butter, and only skim milk. The Department of Corrections wants healthy alternatives to traditional jailhouse grub. Yeah, because we want those nasty fuckers who are raping, killing. We
want
to stay them fit and healthy because we want them to live a long life. Because if they don't live a long life, then the jail won't get as much money.
Oh, damn.
Per inmate.
There goes your raise. Yep.
A breakfast might include fresh fruit, whole wheat bread, and wheat flakes. Ooh,
They're
a sample
better than
dinner,
most people
pepper
out
steak,
here.
Rice, and steamed carrots. Can I say riot?
I know, I don't even eat that good.
I can
Fuck.
Smell the riot police.
You know, all they need is fucking ramen and water and not
yeah.
even a fucking stove. Fuck
yeah.
it. You should have to just eat that shit out of the fucking water. Dip it in water
I think
and fucking
it was,
eat
it.
Sprinkle your little flavor packets on it.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you, good day. You're in jail. It's called jail for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fucking fun time at the condominium. It's fucking jail. Jail.
I sentence you to 8 years of fun time in your condo.
Oh, blah, blah. You didn't go there because you were a shining gem of society. You went there because you're a fuckface fuck off, and you probably did something bad. So fuck you and fuck your good food. Oh my God, these people are in our custody, and they don't get to make their own choices.
We have a moral obligation to make sound choices for them, kind of
right.
like killing most of them off so we
because,
don't have to pay for them to be there.
Yeah, we make moral.
How about let out the cheesy little weed criminals and
yeah.
their 15 to 30 year sentences for trafficking pot, and then you let a fucking chomo out in 4 years because he finished his fucking shitty little shit dick psych evaluation.
Yeah.
Anybody with enough reading and fucking book time
just
in a jail
sense,
sale
really.
And common sense can pass those fucking gay little psych tests.
Yeah, it's
just
such
stupid.
Bullshit. This whole country is
down with the chomos, up with the smokers.
That's right. Weed and shit.
We're
son.
Pro weed.
You know what? I bet if half of those chomos would have been smoking weed, they wouldn't
yeah.
have been motivated enough to go be a chomo in the first
yeah,
place.
They would have been like, you know what? I'm too lazy to touch kids today.
Yeah, no shit. Maybe
I smoked
I'll just masturbate at home.
Yeah, I'll just stay home and masturbate like most stoners instead of touching people today because I smoked a bunch of weed.
Yeah, so the correction commissioner is saying that he has a moral obligation to make sound choice. Whoa, I totally bumped it. Sorry. To make sound choices for them because they may. Damn it! Don't do that. You're an asshole.
I'm touching it.
So we have to make sound choices for them because they made sound choices, and that's why they're in jail. Back to the story. That means
get it unsweetened muffins.
Oh,
no powdered sugar on Billy's ass
that's
tonight.
That's right, unsweetened muffins. That's like a bad episode of Oz. That means unsweetened
of
muffins
O's?
Of Oz.
The OZ,
which are unsweetened muffins. Damn it. you're making me all flabbergasted. Okay, sorry. That means unsweetened muffins, which are expected to replace the wickedly sweet ones for the roughly 14,000 inmates in the jail system. We have no choice but to eat what they give us. It's bland, so I guess that's healthy, said Christopher Alberici, a 40-year-old inmate that probably went to jail for touching his kids. What?
Like, wrote a bunch of checks somewhere.
Yeah, he's like the bad check writer in prison. At wrong place, wrong time. The healthier menu cost the city as much as the previous one, which had included white bread and sweetened drinks. That's all they fucking need, really, is bread and water. I honestly don't even see what the fucking point is. You know what they should do is, like, just drop in a live cow in the middle of, like, general population and then just let them fight over it. Then we can televise that and bam, there's more money.
You know that shit would sell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at how well the running man did.
Tearing that cow apart.
Yeah, and they're people, barely.
It's people.
The cost of an inmate having a stroke or going into diabetic shock is far greater than keeping people healthy to the extent we can. Because we care when, I mean, I guess they have to care, because if they don't, then you get people like Al Sharpton have nothing better to do than to bust somebody's ass and try and get people fired day to day. You know what? I bet the only reason he goes around trying to get people fired is so that maybe, just maybe, one of those people that got fired, he can get their job. It's like, you fired them. Why don't you hire me? I'm a nigger. Fucking bastard.
I'm blackety black. No, you didn't spit on me. Yeah, I'm moving the guard seat because you're spitting on me.
Stop spitting on me. All right. Well, we're about 35 minutes in here, podcast number one. I guess we can probably do one more story and then wrap it up. Ooh, let's do this one. Vanity plate sold for 14 million euros, I think.
Euros?
If my fucking internet
so if we banded with Mexico and Canada,
we would have
Ameros. Yeah, that'd be tight, son.
Abu Dhabi. My name is Abu Dhabi.
I am from Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. A license plate with nothing but the number one on it.
Is that the phone? Wait.
Should this be our first phone-in guest?
I don't think we could. Store. How may we help you?
Yeah, thanks for calling the store.
Do it once we have Skype on here, but I don't know how we'd hook up the phone to the mixer right now. And we're already 36 in, so let's just do this.
Oh, it's a charity auction. 14 million. You're United nuts, Arab son.
Do you even know where the United Arab Emirates is?
No.
Me neither. Fuck it. Dhabi. A license plate with nothing but the number one on it went for a record $14 million at a charity auction Saturday. 14 fucking million fucking dollars for a fucking license plate? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
I bought it because it's the best number, said Kahori.
I always
His
heard that.
His family made its fortune in real estate. I bought it because I want it to be the best in the world.
What a fucking fuckface. You know what? Why don't you just give us $1 million and we'll produce the best podcast in the world, and then you can be our investor. That goes for anyone out there who has a spare $1 million, or even you know, it doesn't even have to be one person with $1 million. How about a million of you each give us $1? That's much easier.
You know how much cooler our podcast would be with $1 million?
Yeah, we'd totally. $1 million. Oh my god, that would be so much cooler. So okay, if you guys want to hear good stuff, give us each $1, and if $1 million of you, I'm sure between all of your friends and everybody, there's $1 million people, and in return for that $1, we'll put your name on a website and it will say that you helped us become a millionaire. Bam, problem solved. Well, our problem, at least.
You could even make yourself a t-shirt that said, I helped somebody on their way to becoming a
millionaire. Feel free to make yourself a t-shirt. And also, feel free to make yourself t-shirts that say the jam hole on it. Represent our podcast.
The jam hole. We don't care. You know what? Heck. Make a shirt and send us one.
Yeah.
And we'll represent the
jam hole with the shirt you made for us representing the jam
hole. You never know.
Hole.
We might even make trucker hats with the jam hole on it.
That's right. We are kind of truckers. I drive a truck all day.
And I drive a truck all day. I'm not going to tell you what kind of truck, because then one of you freaks will like stalk me and I'll be like, crap, one of those pod freaks is stalking me.
Yeah, one of those pod nerds.
One of the pod nuds. Yeah. That'll be like our follower group.
The pod nerd, the jam holers.
The jam holies.
The jam
holies. I am a jam holy.
I support the jam hole.
My microphone smells.
Really? I think
it smells like Halloween.
Well, no, after you left, my butt was seriously itching, and because I thought that was kind of my microphone, I took it. Does mine?
Yours smells the same. It smells like a Halloween costume.
Smells
really.
Like brand new.
Like, you know what it smells like is one of those Halloween masks that your friends had for a couple
like
years,
latex.
And then you wear it because you don't have one. And it's like, what is this smell? It's like, oh yeah, we totally put that on my dog's ass.
Yeah,
it's like,
nice,
thanks dude.
Now it's on my face.
Thanks, Brosiv.
Brosiv, way to do me a solid.
Freaking ball hair.
Fuck. So, yeah, basically.
I'll do you a solid in the
in the jam hole.
In the jam hole.
Yeah, so basically this dumb fuck blew 14 mil on a license plate. I bet he doesn't even have a fucking car.
Yeah, he does. The second paragraph.
Oh, the oil-rich United Arab Emirates began auctioning off vanity plates last May. Ordinary automobile, blah, 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 blah. Corey's plate, however, has only the Western numeral and no letters. There's a picture of it. You are the talk of the town, a douchebag.
You are a douchebag.
Okay. Well, anything
you
else?
You suck.
No, not anything really. Else? No.
I got some new shoes yesterday.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
I noticed that. Those
they're
kind of
they're quite
Nikes.
Gray. They're quite gray.
Yeah. So
when you see a
what
good
you,
price,
you
can't like, you know, walk by it.
No, man. When you see that kind of shit, you gotta snatch it up. Just like that Behringer
especially
mic
when,
that
yeah.
I saw at the Gold Rush Pawn Shop. I went in there delivering water, because that's what I do, and there was this Behringer, like, C11 or C20
nice.
Condenser mic in a case, and it was just beautiful, and it would have worked perfectly, and it was like $50. So I asked the guy, you know, if he would hold it for me, but he said you had to have, like, you know, $20 to hold it, and I didn't have any cash. So I go in there, like, 2 days later when I got money, fucking gone. So I don't know, whoever took that, you're on my shit list. You're on notice.
The top of the
I'm
S
done
list,
with
yeah.
you.
You're on notice.
I was pissed about that. So
I don't know if we can say you're on notice because like,
yeah, that's kind of
Colbert's
thing. And
sorry, Stephen Colbert.
Sorry, Stephen.
We like your show a lot. It's
yeah,
great.
And hey, we live in Montana
hilarious.
Where there's bears everywhere,
and bald
they are
eagles,
a threat.
And I know you're a fan of bald eagles
that's right.
because you have one named Stephen Jr. that was sponsored
that's
and
true.
Released, and they tracked it. And I saw that on your show. And that
go
was
America.
Awesome. That was
go
almost as cool.
America.
That was almost as cool as a wheelchair that stands up so you can stand up and talk to people
that
face
is
to
cool.
face and stuff and
so
go up and downstairs.
So you don't have to feel like people are always looking
well, yeah,
down
you
on you.
Yeah, you can go up and downstairs with it. The same guy who made that invented the insulin pump. So he's quite the
that's,
brainiac.
Yeah, we need to invent something like
yeah.
that. What like
or
something
have
stupid
that
like
guy
do you
on our show?
Do you remember a while ago people were taking pieces of horse shit and they were drying it so it was like
oh, make
just
little
the,
turd birds?
Yeah, turd birds. Yeah. That's what they were called.
I wonder how much money
and
they made off
you
of
know
that.
They made over a mil off
of
taking a piece of horse shit, gluing
toothpicks
eyes to it and
googly eyes
and calling them something stupid.
They'd take little like fluffy color feathers and glue them to the side, stick toothpicks in for legs and put fucking googly eyes on it and
yeah.
it's a Montana turd bird and they'd sell it for like $4.
It was, oh man.
It's like, oh my god,
see,
this
why,
2 cents that it took to make it is just breaking the bank.
Right. Not to mention, it probably wasn't even their horse's shit. It was probably
no.
like they just went stealing people's horse
like,
crap.
Stealing
fucking crap. a dollar's
do
worth of 100
shit.
Googly
that's
eyes
mine.
And boom. That's
yeah.
That's unbelievable.
You
we
can
got
buy those googly eyes at Ben Franklin and Surplus.
Yeah,
know?
For fucking serious. You could probably get manure in Surplus.
You can get manure from
big
the,
steamy
the farm
steamy
where
piles.
I grew up on.
Yeah, that's true. We could make our own turd birds.
Yeah.
We can make them, like, in our own likeness, so they'd kind of look like me and you. And they'd be, like, the jam hole turd bird mascots. That'd be
this,
pretty
it'd
sweet.
It'd be the jam hole shit.
So, yeah.
We're getting ready to wrap this up.
I guess that's
here.
About it. If this episode does sound good enough, this will be episode number one. Our friend in the next town over, he's a big geek programmer. He's going to code us up some stuff.
I don't think I've met him. But...
No, he's a cool guy. His name's Micah. Back when we used to do the techno radio show every Wednesday night on The Edge, which sucks now because they went all talk, which I guess is kind of what we're doing, but fuck them.
Yeah, we suck.
We can say fucking shit and stuff, and he can't.
Say fucking shit.
So if you hear this, John Stokes, fuck you. And your daughter's hot, and I almost banged her one night, but that's neither here nor there. Cause
in your face, John Stokes.
Oh, and
I was so stoked when he just said that.
I know. So
go play pool on your pool table.
Thank
and
you.
Complain about stuff that doesn't need to be complained about.
Thank you. This is...
your little black building. I hope that gets hot as fuck in there.
Monday, February 18th. This is The Jam Hole. I'm Matt.
I'm Travis. Jamming it out.
Jam. Keep jamming.
You jam yourself.
Jam Hole.